Researchers at Australia's Davis Research Station in Antarctica will soon be drinking some of the cleanest water in the world, and it will all be recycled from wastewater created on site. Professor Stephen Gray is Director of the Institute for Sustainability and Innovation at Victoria University. His team has been working with researchers from across Australia to design and test a wastewater treatment plant that can operate in Antarctica's unique conditions.
There is technology available to convert wastewater into drinking water, but it usually requires some close attention and access to laboratory skills. But when we take the small systems down to the Antarctic, where access to skills and facilities is limited, it becomes quite challenging. A lot of the emphasis in our work was about how do we design and construct a system that we know will operate, we can verify the processing conditions, and we can infer the water quality. And so that's what we were doing down in Tasmania.
So you used a test site down there to make sure that you were getting all of these things right before you've shipped anything off, is that right?
That's correct. So it had to perform with a limited amount of operator intervention. So while we were testing it, we were collecting water samples for monitoring, but we were trying not to alter the operation of the plant. So it was running in an automated fashion, and we were just verifying its performance down there. So we ran that for about 9 months. There were a few minor issues that came up in that time, and Australian Antarctic Division have rectified those, and for the last 12 months they've been operating it in an unattended mode. So we know that it can operate that way.
Do you have to consider the temperatures? Does that affect the process and the effectiveness of the system?
Yes, it would, but in this instance, the treatment plant will be housed in a constant temperature building. So they have issues down there with high winds and very cold temperatures, and if it was left out in the open, the treatment plant wouldn't last very long. So what they will do is install that in a building, and it will be maintained at a temperature of 19 degrees throughout the year.
Just in terms of the challenges that need to be met with down in Antarctica, why are people not able to maintain it down there? What are the constrictions of the location?
There will be some maintenance possible down there. The type of personnel that Australian Antarctic Division will take down there are very good tradespeople, so they will operate this wastewater treatment plant, the recycling plant, but also the power supply and other facilities down there. So they need to be very good tradespeople, but that means that we can't guarantee they will be expert in operating water treatment plants. So there is some allowance for having to do regular maintenance, but the skills in understanding the process and the way that it's operating will be done remotely, so we can have people back in Australia monitoring the performance. There's also the issue that they get a supply once a year, so we can't be bringing in spare parts or having samples taken for analysis at regular intervals. So it has to also operate with a minimum amount of consumable materials, because space on the ship each year is quite competitive and you have to fight to get your materials on that ship.
And this is going into Australia's Davis Research Station down there, and you're claiming it will be some of the cleanest water in the world. What's the basis for that?
Well, by the time it's gone through this process, it'll be extremely clean. Essentially, if someone gets sick down there, that's quite a significant portion of the population, so we have to be able to deal with high amounts of contamination in the wastewater. So there's a lot of treatment barriers in the process. By the time it gets through to the end, it's gone through about 7 steps, and at the end it's quite pure. So there's very little in the way of chemicals within the water, and certainly no microbiology that will cause anyone illness.
There would still be some residual waste from the process. What happens with that?
The actual impetus for this project was to clean up their wastewater discharge into the Antarctic Ocean. That was also a key criteria for the project, was to produce a very clean waste for disposal. So within the process we have a reverse osmosis stage, and so from that stage we separate out the salts and other contaminants and they get discharged to the ocean. But before we hit the reverse osmosis stage, we've also got processes such as ozonation and biological activated carbon, which help pull out and destroy trace organic compounds, so pharmaceuticals or other types of compounds that may still be in the water. And so by the time it goes to discharge from the reverse osmosis brine, it's still quite pure.
Are you hoping that other research stations maybe consider this and take this on board if we can prove that it works for the Aussies?
I would hope so, and I know the Australian Antarctic Division are taking it down to Davis Station and thinking if this works well, we can install it into the other research stations we have down there. But I would hope that other countries such as the USA and China would also look over at what we're doing and think that was something good they could implement on their own stations as well.
Professor Stephen Gray, Director of the Institute for Sustainability and Innovation at Victorian University.